Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast and Merry Christmas. I hope you guys got to listen to our first episode on Monday where we were talking about Mary. Abby Ranella is on with me again today and we are having such a great conversation talking about the mother of Jesus and the important role that she has played in all of our lives, because without her... Well, I mean, I shouldn't say, I was going to say without her, we wouldn't have a savior, but that's not true. I mean, God could have brought about a savior through someone else.
A number of ways. Yeah,
a number of ways. But he used God. Mary.
He did.
He used her to birth the savior of the world. And praise God for that. I mean, it's just, we talked about how she was willing to say yes. Mm-hmm. And she was willing to just be a servant to the Lord and do what he had put on her heart to do. So, Abby, as we look at the life of Mary, and we're talking specifically about lessons that we can learn from Mary as homeschool moms. Mm-hmm. And so as we look at the life of Mary and we look at our life, we look at 2020. Wow.
Wow.
How in the world do we even tie those two things together? What can we learn from her now today, Christmas 2020, from 2,000 years ago, this young girl who was willing to say yes, who was willing to say, "I am your servant, God, use me." Where do we go with that?
I have been wrestling with this. And it's funny because in our last episode, you talked about the song, "Mary, Did You Know?" Right?
Uh-huh.
And it talked about, did you know all these different things, like that you would have the savior of the world. And,
right.
And you know what? She didn't know. There were so many things she didn't know. And I've really been wrestling lately, and I am sure other moms can feel, but I thought I knew. I thought I knew exactly what I was preparing my kids for. I thought I knew what kind of world they were going to be raised in. I thought I knew what kind of country this country would be as my children grew up and raised their own children. I kind of thought I had a plan, and I kind of knew how I was going to prepare my kids for it, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, 2020 comes, and we are in a world of such uncertainty right now. Right. And I've really been questioning, like, well, how do we prepare ourselves? How do we prepare our kids? I mean, I don't even know what to prepare for. Everything that we knew is no longer. We don't know what's coming. We don't even know who our president is going to be when we thought we would. Everything feels, for me, and maybe I don't think I'm alone in this, but everything feels scary raising kids right now.
Right.
Because I feel like the rug has kind of been pulled out from under me. Yep. I feel like I had my homeschool plan. I knew how I was going to be raising my kids. I knew what I was preparing them for. You know, I got my one that seems like an entrepreneur, so he's going to have a business and all these different things. And then 2020 happened, and I realized, you know what? That was such a false sense of security. The reality is, I never did know what was coming. We never did know, but God always, always did. And that's why when you called and you said, "Hey, what are we going to talk about at Christmas?" I had really been wrestling with this new, like, how do I prepare my kids for something that I don't even know? I don't even understand. You know, I'm an 80s kid. I was preparing my kids for like the 80s. It was good times. But I really looked at the life of Mary as I've just been studying. And I thought there was so much unknown in her life. I mean, there was so much. And that song is so neat that the Lord put that song on your heart, because she didn't know anything.
Right.
And when she was just told that she was going to be the mother of God himself, there would have been so much to do and figure out. Like, I am a planner. So it's like, okay, I got to get the bassinet. I've got to find the place to live. Oh my goodness. I'm not married. This is a problem. Right. But, But what did she do? She didn't get her home in order. She didn't make a plan. She didn't educate herself on, you know, she didn't get the book, How to Raise God's Baby. Right. You know, she didn't. Because she couldn't prepare for something she didn't even fully understand.
Right.
And she didn't. And that's where I feel like I am right now. I feel like I am preparing my children for something. I'll try to say this without crying, but that I don't understand. I don't understand what's going to be coming. I mean, I know what God's word tells me will come, but it just, and I bet every mom that's listening to right now, this feels like a little unsettling time to be raising kids. And so we look at Mary and we say, God, how did she prepare? What did she do? How did she prepare for the unknown? And you know what she did? She prepared her heart. That's all she could do. She prepared her heart. She remembered when we go to Luke 1, 46 through 55, and she gives this beautiful, it's like a poem that she just like burst out of her heart, right? And in that, in the things that she said, the first thing she did is she remembered who God was, and she spoke of who God was, and then she praised him, right? And in that section of scripture, she was recalling all the things that God had done, remembering who he was and what he had done. And then she praised him for it. And you know what? I don't know what the future holds for us in the next 20 years as we raise our kids. I don't know if I should be preparing them to be business owners or to run an underground safe house. Right. I'm just like, Lord, I don't have a 10-year plan here.
Yeah.
But you know what, God, you do. You know the future. You know what 2021 is going to bring. Right. And as fear sets in, with all that's going on around us, and as the Christmas season feels a little different this year, and we're so uncertain on how to prepare for the unknown of the future, I learned this lesson from Mary. One, I start with preparing my heart and the hearts of my children, and then I point them to him. I turn their hearts to him. I teach them what he has done, like Mary did, recall the things he has done, and then praise him for the things he will do, because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And when we start and we put our focus and we end there with preparing our hearts, then guess what? They're going to be prepared for whatever comes.
Yeah.
No matter what comes, they will be prepared because we've prepared their little hearts.
That's right.
So that was just comforting in Mary's life. For me, as we're facing Christmas of 2020.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much, Abby. And it's so comforting to know that God does know. We don't know. We do know some things.
Yes, we do.
I mean, we know ultimately what we do know is that Jesus is going to return.
Yep.
We know that he is God the Savior. We know that our salvation is in him and that our hope is in him and that we have the opportunity to spend all of eternity worshiping at his feet.
Right.
We do
because
know those things.
Because he came as a baby.
Right.
Because of the Christmas story, that's where our hope is. We know those things.
We know those things. He is coming back for his children.
Yeah.
And so that's what we prepare for. That's why we homeschool. We've talked about this so many times. We do not homeschool for the academics.
Nope.
No, those are, you know, an added bonus to having our kids at home with us. But we do not homeschool them for the academics. We homeschool them to point their hearts towards Jesus.
Absolutely.
That's it. Because that is what matters most.
Yes.
And we do that through academics. But
Because we want to be prepared for whatever he calls us. But I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, there are things we do know and there are things we don't know.
Right.
And with Mary, there was something that she did know.
Right.
And that was that God called her to birth this baby. And there were a whole lot of things that she didn't know. And so what did she do? She focused on the things she knew. She focused on who God was, what he's done, and what he promised to do. And other than that, the rest is out of our hands.
Right.
And we don't need to think on those things because he's got it.
He does. He does. We know that we're going to come face to face with our Savior one day and that we're going to have to answer to him for what we've done with this life that he's given to us as moms, as wives, as daughters, as friends. And we know that our kids are going to come face to face with their Savior one day. And so we prepare them for that. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Do you love books, but sometimes feel overwhelmed at the sheer volume of titles that are out there? It's impossible to read everything. It's even impossible to keep up with what's coming out on any given week. There are so many publishers, genres, authors, and titles. Even good-sized bookstores can hardly keep up. So how do you know what's actually worth checking out? That's where Forma, a digital and print journal published by the Searcy Institute, comes in handy. Each week, they provide reviews of a carefully curated selection of new books, many of them lesser-known but important titles from lesser-known but important publishers. They'll suggest titles you won't want to miss, and sometimes they'll provide unique perspectives on books everyone is already reading. So if you'd like some help pointing you in the right literary direction, head over to formajournal.com for both free and subscriber content. You can even have weekly reviews delivered to your inbox. Again, visit formajournal.com. We are back, and we're talking about what we know, what we know and what we don't know. There are a lot of things that we don't know. We have seen that in 2020, as Abby was talking about, but there are a lot of things that we do know. We know the most important thing, that Jesus loves us. He is our Savior. We are going to face Him one day, and we are going to give an account for our lives, for what we said yes to, what we said no to, what we prioritized in our lives, and what we did to serve Him and to further His kingdom. Yes. And, you know, as we're thinking about the things that we don't know, one of the things that I think about, and I was thinking about this as we were preparing for this episode, is that Mary knew that Jesus was the Messiah.
Yes.
But she could not have understood the extent of His ministry.
Right.
She couldn't have. There's no way that she could have even comprehended. Like, we can't even comprehend that. Right. And she couldn't have. But she watched it lived out through His time on earth. And as moms, we have to think about that with our kids. It seems that, especially when our kids are really young, before we can really see them doing things for the Lord's kingdom, you know, we see the dirty diapers, we see the dirty dishes, we see the tantrums, we see the sleepless nights, we see the struggles of being a mom, and we also see all the fun parts of it. We see the joys in our kids, we see the talents and abilities, and it's one of the greatest things as we watch our kids grow that we get to start seeing how God created them. Male and female, with the different gifts and talents and abilities that He has given to each one of them individually.
Right. For His plan.
For His plan, for His purpose, for His glory, not for theirs. And so we don't know what God has planned for our kids, but we can help direct them towards His great plan for His own glory.
Right.
As we're raising them and keep pointing them to Jesus, pointing them to Jesus, pointing them to Jesus in everything and taking the opportunities that God has given us to do that, because we have no idea what God is going to do with our kids. Exactly. We could be raising the next great president. We could be raising a pastor. We could be raising a missionary. We could be raising you know, an attorney or an accountant. We could be raising a great mother, moms and dads. Exactly. Yes. We can be raising children who will then go on to the next generation and tell their children about the wonderful things that God has done. And so what kind of legacy are we leaving for our kids? And I think we forget those things. We forget to think about that sometimes, right?
Right. Oh, totally. I think we get wrapped up in all the other things that homeschool moms get wrapped up in, you know, preparing. I think what we end up doing is we prepare for the path we might think they're taking, and we forget that they're not ours and that we don't make their path, that I mean, I think at the end of the day, if the only thing my kids walk away from is that they can have the same words that Mary had, Lord, or I am the Lord's servant. And I think if that's how it turns out, then job well done. It doesn't matter if they are all those things we said that they could be the next of.
Right.
If they say, I am the Lord's servant. And you know where that starts? Is it starts with me having the heart of Mary and being able to say, I am the Lord's servant. And you know, on the days where you're like, you could stick them on the bus and go to the gym and go to coffee and do all the things you want to do. You know what? None of that matters because we say, Lord, I am your servant. Show me what you want me to do. And I trust you enough to give you the unknowns. You know, I trust you enough to give you all that I know and all that I don't know. And when our kids see us live life with that heart, with the heart of Mary, then you know what? They, I pray, will follow in those same footsteps.
Yeah. And you think about, too, the pain that she endured.
Watching. Oh, yeah. It wasn't easy.
It was not easy. It's hard to see our kids in pain. It's hard to see our kids suffer in any way whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But she was willing to stand by His side through His ministry.
Yeah.
And I just, again, I can't help but wonder, how did she encourage him? Like, did he go to her and say, hey, mom, I need you to be just praying to the Father for me today, because it's been a hard day. You know, I've had some people who've been kind of mean to me today. You know, I mean, how did that all play out?
I think about that a lot. Like, did they snuggle? And like, did they, you know, like all those things. And the other thing I think about her is when she came and said, like, when she openly told people, like, I am pregnant with the Son of God. And how do you know? Well, an angel told me. Well, how did it happen? Well, the Holy Spirit did it. Like, I mean, this is craziness, like you talked about in the first episode. But how many people didn't believe her? You know, how many people said, what you're doing is crazy, and what you're not even making sense, and God isn't who, you know, even as in his lifetime, he's not who he says he is. Right. And just the strength that God gave her as a woman, and the strength that we have to carry on to be able to say the words that you just said is, I'm not homeschooling my kids for academics. I mean, yes, I will do my best, because God calls us to do everything to the glory of him. And that means we do our best in everything we do. But I am homeschooling my kids, like you said, to point them to Jesus, and people look at you like you're insane. But we have to be strong. We have to be strong to raise strong kids.
That's right.
And Mary was strong. She was strong to raise the Son of God.
Sure. And what's interesting is, okay, let's look at her life compared to the life of Adam and Eve. Eve didn't have a lot to go on.
No.
I mean, she didn't have the Old Testament prophecies to prepare the way for her. When she found out that she was pregnant, the Jewish girl, they knew the Old Testament. They knew the Old Testament prophecies. They knew that the Messiah was coming. And I wonder if she thought, I wonder if, like, could it be me? Like, could I maybe be the one? Do you think? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that at that time, you know, so many prophecies had been fulfilled up until that time. And they knew that the time was coming for the Messiah.
That's true. I didn't think about that. So every girl her age, do you think they were all like, I wonder if it's me. I wonder if it's me. I wonder if it's me.
Kind of like winning a beauty pageant, right? Like, pick me. But they also would have known, because of the prophecies, how it was going to play out.
Right.
They knew that he was coming to suffer. And so then you think, well, maybe they didn't want the chosen one.
Right.
Because it was going to be hard.
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't know. Those are all such great questions. But you know what I do thinking about is when we said Eve doesn't have a lot to go on, and she didn't know. I mean, honestly, what did she have?
Right.
But you know what she did have? She had a command from God.
That's right.
And sometimes we think we need to have all the things to obey God. Like, we need to have all the backstory. Lord, I need the backstory, and I need the 10-year plan, and then I need the color-coded pencils, and then I need the degree to be able to teach my kids. And then and the truth is it's like, you don't need any of that. Right. You don't need any of that. Mary had nothing, literally nothing, but a heart for God.
That's right. So
to the homeschool moms that are listening that feel like I'm not enough, or I don't have it all together, or how am I going to do this, or I'm terrified for this, you know what? It's not complicated. It really isn't.
Yeah.
We just need to have a heart that says, Lord, I am your servant.
That's right.
And that's it.
Say yes.
Say yes.
Just be willing to say yes.
Yes.
I think we ended the last episode on saying yes, right?
I think so. I think that's a theme for this Christmas.
I think season. That's going to be the theme. Say yes. Be a servant of the Lord.
I love it.
All right. We've got some more Christmas stuff to talk about, but we're going to tie up this one, and we will be back again tomorrow. And we're going to finish talking about Christmas and how we as Christian moms, as Christian homeschool moms, Christian wives, can celebrate the birth of our Savior, because there is no greater joy than knowing that Jesus came to save you, to save me, that he loves us, he hears us, he sees us, and he is a faithful, faithful God. If he came to be born so that he could die and raise again for us, wow. I mean,
totally.
There's nothing better than that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. You guys have a fantastic day. Take it easy with Christmas. Enjoy this time with family and with friends and with your children, and love them and snuggle them, and focus on the things that you do know, and trust God for the things that you don't know.
Yes. So
have a great day. We will see you guys back here tomorrow. Bye.